Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Word the standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
I will lift my voice and I will sing. I will sing
holy.
I will sing
holy.
The Bible is a chronicle of God's love for his people. From the darkness before the eternity with him in heaven. You are in it. I am in it. Most important, God is in it.
Who taught the sun? Where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
Language of the Holy Bible, God uses to create and save us, heal and bless us, judge and rule over us.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are, because of who you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where can you go from His presence? East, south, west, north. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit talks, changes are beginning. Remember, God's will is the instrument of peace for the Holy Spirit to use. I can assure you God's will today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, Emmanuel. If God is with us, thank you, Lord. The title of our message, A Book That Leads Us. Let someone say, A Book That Leads Us. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful book. A book that leads us, even as we read it. Hallelujah. I will take my reading from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of Christ, which he promised before through his prophets. Let me take you to verse 9. For God is my witness, who served with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Hallelujah. This means to know God's power is to know God's presence. Hallelujah. To know God's what? To know God's power is to know God's presence. Listen to that. In verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. A book that reads us even as we read it. The Bible is a chronicle of God's love for his people from the darkness before the eternity with him in heaven. You are in it. I am in it. Most important, God is in it. Tell your neighbor, I am in it. You are in it. But most important, God is in it. Can you imagine the book? A book that leads us even as we read it. You are in it. I am in it. But most important, God is in it. That is an uncommon sort of book. That is an uncommon sort of world. And it requires an uncommon sort of reading. What do I mean? Total commitment, love for God's will, faithfulness to God's will, interest. That is, when you read, you must read with devotion. Time, quality time for it. Not time you do not need. When you are in hurry, or you are in trouble, or you have pain, you have trouble, you have sickness, you have hardship, you pick the Bible. No! Quality time for it. Let someone say, quality time.
Quality time.
You pick it. Read it with devotion, with quality time, the time you cherish most. The Bible is given to us in the first place simply to invite us to make us at home in the world of God. Not world, world of God. You know, there are two worlds. we live in two language worlds. That is the language of Bible and the language of today. The language of the Holy Bible and the language of today. The language of the Holy Bible, God uses to create and save us, heal and bless us, judge and rule over us. That is the language of the Bible. The language of today, we use to gossip, to tell story, 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 story. That is the language of today. To talk to our children, get out, come here, stupid, come, you are too rude, I will beat you. Nonsense. This is language of today. It's not in the Bible. To give direction and to do business. You know the kind of business? Okay, wait for me. Okay, it's all right. I'll see you. Sit down there. The more familiar you are to God Almighty, the more you understand His voice. Each powerful word of Scripture is sent to you. One may speak today and another tomorrow, but God sent each of them straight to your life.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread, your very word.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we continue the message. But my brothers, a book that raises us. Don't bring what you think you need to hear. This is about what God has to say to you. This is about what God has to say to you. Don't bring what you think you need to hear. Don't bring fear that you will misinterpret the text. What others have said, don't bring it. This is about what God has to say to you. Tell your neighbor, this is about what God has to say to me. Don't bring what you think you need to hear. This is the problem we have. You bring what you think you need to hear. This is about what God has to say to you. Don't bring what you think you need to hear. Don't bring fear that you will misinterpret the text. You can read Bible, you can think the word of God by the word, unless you live in the word as well, you miss the point. Are you there? Unless you live in the word as well, you miss the point. You can preach it, you can teach it from Genesis to Revelation. Unless you live in the word, you miss the point. Take note of this. Anywhere you are, get ready. Are you ready? We start our prayer from deliverance. So whatever inherited bondage, now you want to begin to release yourself from every inherited bondage. There are many situations you find yourself today that you inherited. In whichever, either sickness or disease, poverty, hardship. So right now, open your lips now, begin to release yourself. Begin to release yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
You want to take the breakthrough key which sin has stolen from you. The breakthrough key to your success. Breakthrough key to your finances. Breakthrough key to your health. Breakthrough key to your career. Open your lips and begin to take the breakthrough key. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. It is your time. You just have to open your lips. Without your confession, we cannot place you. It is your time. I say, this is your day. Yeah. All the breakthrough key we sin has stolen from you. Breakthrough key to your success. Breakthrough key to your finances. Breakthrough key to your career. Put your lips and begin to take this breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. This is your day. I stretch my right hand to declare you free. To release you from inherited bondage. Be healed in Jesus' name. Whatever that is not of Jesus, now we want to start from those who have sickness and disease. Anywhere you are, wherever in your system, in Jesus' name we pray. Those who have contrary spirit, destruction, open your lips and begin to release yourself. Release yourself. Release yourself. Release yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit that is not of God, which is a wizard, Open your lips, and stretch your hand. Holy Ghost fire! In Jesus' name! Holy Ghost fire! Remain silent. In the name of Jesus, God, I stretch my right hand to declare you free in the name of Jesus. Whatever hindrances in your head, in your business, in the name of Jesus, whatever is your problem, are you having fibroid right now? Fibroid right now. Local spam. Whatever disease and sickness, open your lips and begin to rebuke it. You listen, when I say fibroid, when I say worm, whatever sickness you have, you just begin to release yourself. You are not here. Jesus himself is here for you. Whatever you say here shall be said in heaven. Are you ready? Today is your day of blessing. Today is your day of healing. Today is your day of deliverance. Remain silent. Whatever trouble, sickness, disease, whatever situation you are in, Jesus said he will deliver you today. Today is your day of deliverance. Begin to receive your deliverance. Deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. You have the contrary spirit or nightmare or whatever disease and sickness, stretch your hand forward. The right hand of God is power. Right now, place your hand. Anywhere you have the pain, place your hand and shout the name Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Jesus, you, it is your day. Give thanks to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been
Are you ready? Whatever is your situation, it could be deceit, it could be business failure, could be hardship, could be poverty. Look, never a problem Jesus cannot solve. Never a burden Jesus cannot bear. Never a sickness Jesus cannot cure. Are you ready? Speak out, son of David. Have mercy on me. Son of David. Have mercy on me. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
When the favor of God comes, what people say does not matter. I'm a good example. I say I'm a good example. What you people say about me does not matter to them. Today in the name of Jesus. You are declared free today in the name of Jesus. You are released today in the name of Jesus. You are released in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. You just need servant of the Most High God to tell you this. The day of your favor has come. Are you there? The day of your favor has come. Your excitement. Hallelujah.
Thank you for making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoan.org, or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoan.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1-472-1522
or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
May God's word the standard for your life. May God's word the standard for your life. His word is life. His word is always.